From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the North Texas lawmaker trying to allow guns in hospitals. We start tonight with a high-profile ATM theft. It's the latest in a string of ATM thefts in Dallas. Shortly after 4:30 this morning, thieves hauled a cash machine out of the Angelica Film Center at Mockingbird Station. Police say three thieves wearing hoodies and masks used a crowbar to pry open a glass door at the movie theater. The suspects unplugged the ATM and slid the machine onto a dolly. No arrests have been made and police are investigating. This year, police say thieves have tried to steal more than 50 ATMs in Dallas at places like gas stations, convenience stores, and restaurants. So far, thieves have successfully stolen about 24 cash machines. Now to a different kind of debate in Texas. Starting in January, you can legally carry handguns in public areas across the state. And later next year, you can have concealed handguns on state university campuses. There are still a few gun-free zones, like hospitals. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports a North Texas lawmaker wants legislation that will allow people to bring guns into hospitals for self-defense.
A few years ago, when State Representative Drew Springer went to visit a deputy at a Fort Worth hospital, he had to leave his gun in his car.
I go up and see the deputy, and then I come back, and now I leave where the security guard is, and I spend the next 10 minutes walking in a dark parking lot to get to my car in downtown Fort Worth, and I absolutely did not feel safe.
Springer says it makes no sense. He can take his gun into the Capitol building, but has to leave it in the glove compartment before walking into the ER. So the representative proposed a bill to eliminate most gun-free zones in the state. His district stretches over several counties between Amarillo and Dallas-Fort Worth, and it includes more than a dozen hospitals.
I've had both employees as well as visitors of their loved ones that have said, we're right here on the interstate. There's a big sign that says hospital, and people are coming off and trying to rob them of their drugs, and they feel vulnerable, and they want the right to be able to protect themselves.
Police Captain Dan Burbeck is also a Second Amendment supporter, but says guns should be off limits in hospitals. He's responsible for the team that responds to emergencies in the Dallas County Hospital District.
I totally understand the public's want or need to be able to defend themselves. However, I think there needs to be some common sense built into this as well.
Burbeck says Parkland, like many other major hospitals, treats a large number of psychiatric patients who may be in danger of hurting themselves or others.
With open carry or concealed carry, you have a well-intentioned patient coming in, sitting next to psych patients and prisoners, and you've introduced a gun into that environment. Even though that person, may have a right to defend themselves, they don't have the right to place others in danger.
Which is exactly what happened several years ago when Parkland doctors were treating a prisoner.
He ended up overpowering a deputy sheriff and was able to take his firearm.
After a large manhunt, a SWAT team eventually took the prisoner into custody. More recently, in January, a shooting at a Veterans Affairs clinic in El Paso left a psychologist and the gunman dead. In April, a father visiting his son at a hospital in Harris County pulled a gun on a nurse. In that incident, no one was hurt. Still, these cases bring up safety concerns for staff and visitors. In fact, new research released by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration shows staff working in hospitals experience much higher rates of workplace violence. The solution, says Steve Love with the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, isn't more weapons.
All people that I know within the hospital community clearly want gun-free zones in their hospitals.
Love says there's already violence without guns.
Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, and this wasn't even a gun, we had a nurse at the Good Shepherd Hospital over in Longview lose her life, where she was killed with a knife by a visitor in a hospital.
Hospitals across North Texas train for violence like active shooter incidents. Here's Police Captain Dan Burbeck.
If we were to have somebody enter the hospital with a gun with, their objectives or intention is to kill people or shoot people, we have non-ambulatory patients that can't defend themselves. We have patients that are ill and unable to defend themselves. So we try to prepare so that we can protect as many of our patient population as possible.
Lawmaker Drew Springer says he's willing to negotiate the details of guns in hospitals, but he doesn't plan to drop the issue. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Babies, they have a way of reconnecting families, even ones with strained relationships. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to Aaron Goodfellow, a researcher who studies gay fathers, about how children have helped some gay men to heal familial wounds.
The incorporation of children into same-sex relationships often had the effect of trumping the effect of sexuality. So it would be something that's like, well, yeah, I was always on slightly strained terms with my mother and my father and perhaps my grandparents or my uncles after coming out. But then when children came into my life, suddenly it didn't seem to matter to people that my partner was a man. Suddenly it didn't seem to matter that I identified myself as gay. With the incorporation of children, suddenly sexuality became not necessarily the primary focus, but then the focus kind of shifted to generations. Like, this is a person who is going to be in, you know, among us and is going to be kind of carrying things into the future. So the conversation would shift in that moment.
Aaron Goodfellow is the author of Gay Fathers, Their Children in the Making of Kinship. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Finally tonight, Jordan Spieth's pursuit of golf's Grand Slam is no more. The Dallas golfer finished one shot behind the champion and just missed out on the British Open title. The 21-year-old said he's disappointed.
It's a tough feeling to be that close in a major. It doesn't matter about the historical element of it, just to be that close and on our biggest stage.
Spieth won the Masters in April and the U.S. Open last month. That gave him a chance to join Fort Worth's Ben Hogan as the only golfers to win the first three majors of the year. Spieth will get a crack at another major at next month's PGA Championship in Wisconsin. For the evening, should be mostly clear skies with a low around 79. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 100. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 78. It's currently 100 degrees in Dallas, 97 in Tyler and Fort Worth, and 98 degrees in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.